God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God. God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 22. And 22:41. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ?" Now, what does the word Christ mean? Anybody know? Christ means the anointed one. The anointed one. "What think you of the anointed one? Whose son is he?" And they said what? The son of David. So another way of saying son of David is to say what? The Christ, the anointed one. So when they're calling on him, Jesus means Savior. Savior. Thou son of David means what? The Christ, the anointed one. So in other words, they're saying, Savior, the anointed one, have mercy on us. Everybody say Savior.
Savior.
Anointed one. What is the healing power? What was it that changed their eyes? Something had to change in their eyes for them to go from blind to seeing. You know, sometimes people get so hung up on the natural and on natural science and on walking by sight. If they can't figure out how it could be changed, then they use the words impossible. Well, the spinal cord has been severed, so it'll be impossible for them to ever walk again. Said who? Said who? Who made the body? Does the Maker say it's impossible to walk again?
No,
sir. No. Well, spinal cord cells don't regenerate. Says who? Huh? Says who? All things are possible with God. And all things are possible to him or her that believes. If you believe your spinal cord can be regenerated, then it can be. If you want to believe it can't, then for you it can't be. No. If you believe that you damaged your liver and damaged your glands with drugs and abused them when you were younger, and you just have to put up with these problems, then you'll just have to put up with them. But if you believe God can fix what you so foolishly damaged. Well, man, I used to drink all this. I drank and drank and drank. I've damaged my liver, and I guess I've made my bed hard. I just have to lay in. Hey, God is a healer. And listen to this now. If you always did everything right, you wouldn't need any mercy. That's what mercy is all about. What did they ask for? Jesus, Savior, Anointed One, have?
Mercy.
Have what?
Mercy.
Mercy. You ever heard anybody feeling sorry for themselves and say, "What did I ever do to deserve this?" You ever heard that? What did I ever do to deserve this? You know what the answer is? Lots. Plenty. Do you know that? If you and I got what we deserved, have we sinned? Y'all awake? I am talking to human beings on the planet Earth, right? Have we sinned? We've all sinned. We've all missed it. We've all come short of the glory of God. What's the wages of sin?
Death.
If you and I got what we deserved, we would be broke, we would be oppressed, we would be sick, all of our short, miserable life, we'd die prematurely and go to hell.
Right.
If we got what our sins deserved.
Right.
So let's don't talk about what we deserve. Let's talk about mercy. About how Jesus took what he didn't deserve.
Right.
So he could give us by faith what we didn't deserve. He took our sin, we get his righteousness.
Amen.
He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses and carried our pains so we could get healing.
Amen.
Do we deserve it? No. But we get it. He became poor so that we could be rich. The list goes on. Everybody say mercy. This is not the only time this happened. If you've read the New Testament, read these gospel accounts, of course, everybody at Faith Life Church has. Right? Because just in a little over a year, we've already read, you know, the gospel account. We're getting into John now, but we'll soon have read those twice already in the last year. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day. Am I right? Huh? Everybody's not convinced. Now, let me go over this real slow. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads a chapter every day out of the New Testament. Yes. Monday we read a chapter. Tuesday we read a chapter. We don't read it when we're tired and worn out. We read it when we're fresh. We don't speed read it and scan it. We read it carefully and slowly. We read it out loud. We read it in faith. Yes. Amen. Yes. And because we all read the Word, we stay full and fed and we're strong and we know our Scriptures. Amen. And it'll soon get to the place where I can just start to talk about a verse and you know what I'm talking about. You can finish the chapter because you're so quick and sharp and bright and just virtually scriptorians. Now, when you get through laughing, say amen. How do we get into all that? Son of David means the anointed one. Savior, the anointed one, do what? Have mercy on us. If you always did everything right, you wouldn't need mercy. Right. Did you hear me? Right. You could get by on justice. But when you need mercy, it's because why? It's because if I get what I've sown and what I deserve, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you have to reap everything you sow?
No.
No, you don't. You sowed sin. I sowed sin. Jesus reaped our sin.
Right.
If we have to reap all of our sin that we've sown, we're all going to hell.
Right.
But I ain't going.
Amen.
You going?
Amen.
How many not going to hell with me? We're all going to heaven.
Amen.
And it's not because we deserved it. It's not because we earned it. It's because Jesus reaped the punishment for our sins, and we've received His mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, He not only did that, He reaped our sickness.
Yes.
Did He?
Yes.
Anybody remember Isaiah 53 and Matthew 8 and 1 Peter 2? He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. That's mercy. Now see, the devil will get on your shoulder and say, you've messed up and you've done this. You deserve to be sick. Well, yeah, you deserve to go to hell too. But we ain't going. Right? So do we have to be sick? You deserve to be broke. You've missed it in so many ways. You've made so many mistakes. You deserve. Just in Phyllis and my few years. Have you ever made any mistakes in finances?
Yeah.
Whew. And sometimes people, you know, they want to blame it all on the devil. Oh, the devil, he's attacking my finances. The devil's attacking my finances. And all he did was dangle the carrot.
Right.
And then laugh while you messed yourself up. And then you're hollering, the devil, the devil. Well, the devil didn't make you go in dead over your head and get yourself where you couldn't even breathe and make mistakes. So many times, if people would listen to the Lord, they wouldn't have done half the things that they did. But now they're in trouble. More than once, I've had to go fall on the floor and put my nose in the carpet and say, Lord, I was dumb. I was dumb. I'm sorry. You tried to talk to me about that, but no, I had to have it and had to get those, you know, 805 easy payments. Now I'm in a bind and, you know, it's nobody's fault but mine. I messed myself up. But Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I'm standing here before you. Phyllis could raise her. God has bailed me out. Oh, man, He bailed me out time and again when I messed myself. Now listen, don't just keep doing it again and again. He's going to want to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He's going to go, hey, when you going to start listening to me? Right? But I'm telling you, even if you messed yourself up, even if you were at a place where you shouldn't have been, and you tore your car up, and you got involved with somebody you shouldn't got involved in, and lost your money, zigged when you should have zagged, still doesn't mean you just have to live in torment and trauma and lack. Friend, that's why Jesus came. So we could have mercy. You fall on your face and you say, Lord, forgive me for messing up. Teach me and I'll change. Please have mercy on me. Get me out of this. And I'm telling you, He will. I said, He will. He is rich in mercy unto all them that call upon Him. Isn't that what the psalmist said? He's rich. Say it out loud. He's rich. Rich in mercy unto all those that call upon Him. Now, what did these guys want? They wanted healing. Or a miracle, really, I guess. Probably it wasn't just healing in their eyes. Healing is a restoration of something from a diseased or weakened condition. But there are times when people are born blind, there's something not in their eye. It's not there. They were born with that. Well, that doesn't need to be healed. It needs to be put there. That's a creative miracle. Can God do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, He can. Easy for Him. I said, it's easy for Him. Easy. And they wanted a miracle in their eyes. Well, why didn't they ask for a miracle? Why didn't they ask for a healing? What'd they ask for?
Mercy.
Mercy. And what'd they get?
Mercy.
A miracle. They got mercy, but they got a miracle.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. But they asked for
mercy.
And they got a healing.
Amen.
Is healing a mercy?
Yes,
yes it is.
Amen.
Healing is a mercy just like forgiveness is a mercy.
Amen.
Does God have financial mercy?
Yes, he does.
Does He have mercy for relationships?
Yes, he does.
Does He have mercy for the body?
Yes.
He's called the Father of mercies. Isn't He in Corinthians? The Father of mercies, plural, and the God of all comfort. Now what about these people that tell us that healing has passed away? What about these folk that tell us, well now God used to heal, Jesus used to heal, the disciples used to heal, but when the last apostle died, all that ceased and that's all passed away and God's given us doctors now instead. Well, thank God for doctors, but doctors will never replace the healer.
Amen.
No. Well, if that's true, what'd they just get through telling us? Healing is a mercy. And if they're going to tell us healing has passed away, what'd they just get through saying? Mercies are passed away. Everybody said out loud, healing,
healing
is a mercy.
Mercy.
Does God still have mercy on people?
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Two Blind Men, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R808. That's R808. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.